Om Shri Sai Ram, offering our most humble and reverential salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai. Greetings to all the devotees who are assembled here in Prashanti Nilayam and all those who are joining us from world over on this most auspicious occasion of Avatar Declaration Day. As we stand here, we feel completely overwhelmed, thinking about the great significance of this day in the hearts of the devotees, not just today, but for eons to come.
This day is etched in golden letters in the history of mankind, nay, of creation itself. For such an avatar in all splendor and glory has never walked the face of this planet. Na bhuto, na bhavishyati.
Let us now listen to the mellifluous voice of our dear Lord, where he himself describes how he made this declaration on 20th October. A declaration that served as a panacea to the pining hearts of devotees world over. Let us now listen to our own dear Lord on his divine declaration as Sri Satya Sai.
October Adivaram 20th కాలరు పిన్నొకటి జారి కనబడలేదు. కాలరు పిన్నొకటి జారి కనబడలేదు. ప్రాపంచక సంబంధము పిన్నయి తొలగెను. క్షేత్రదర్శనము కూడా చెల్లెను హంపిన్. క్షేత్రదర్శనము కూడా చెల్లెను హంపిన్. మాయ తొలగనని గృహమును వీడగ చరియను. హంపి నుండి వచ్చి స్కూలు కరుగుచు బాబా, కాలర పిన్నకటి జారి కనపడలేదు.
భగవాన్
రాజుకి ఏమి ఇవ్వాలి?
వాట్ ఈస్ టు బి ప్రెజెంటెడ్ టు రాజు?
నేను ఏది పుచ్చుకోను అని చెప్పాను.
స్వామి షెడ్ దెన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఐ డోంట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ఎనీ.
నాలుగు షర్ట్స్ నాలుగు నిక్కర్లు కుట్టిస్తానన్నాడు.
హీ సెడ్ దట్ హీ వుడ్ గెట్ స్టిచ్ ఫర్ హిమ్ ఫోర్ పేర్స్ షర్ట్స్ అండ్ నిక్కర్స్.
నాలుగు కాదు, ఒక్కటి కూడా నేను పుచ్చుకోను.
హీ సెడ్ నాట్ ఫోర్, ఐ డోంట్ యాక్సెప్ట్ ఈవెన్ వన్.
చాలా ఇంకా తొందర పెడితే మంచిది కాదని చెప్పని చెప్పి వాళ్ళ భార్య చెప్పింది. ఈనాటి పిల్లలందరూ కూడాను కాలర్కు ఒక పిన్ను వేసుకునేటువంటి వారు. అప్పుడు
యాజ్ దే డిడ్ంట్ వాంట్ టు ఫోర్స్ స్వామి ఫర్దర్, ద వైఫ్ సెట్ అనదర్ ప్లాన్. చిల్డ్రన్ హ్యాడ్ పిన్, కాలర్ పిన్ ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ ఎ డెకరేటివ్ పీస్.
కాలర్ పిన్ వేసుకుంటే చాలా గొప్పవాడు అని పిలిచేటువంటి వారు.
ఎ కాలర్ పిన్ ఈజ్ ఎ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ ప్రెస్టీజ్ ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్.
ఆయన చాలా వేగంగా వెళ్లాడు, కాలర్ పిన్, బంగారు కాలర్ పిన్ తీసుకొచ్చాడు, నా కాలర్కు వేశాడు.
హీ వెంట్ ఫాస్ట్, గాట్ దట్, golden collar pin and got
stuck. నేను ఎవరి వస్తువును కూడా ఏ నాటికి నేను ముట్టను.
భగవాన్ విల్ నాట్ టచ్ ఎనీబడీస్.
సరే, ఇక్కడికి వచ్చిన తర్వాత శేషంరాజు చెప్పాడు, ఆయన ఇచ్చినాడు, ఆయనకు అగౌరవం చేయకూడదు, నీవు కాలర్ పిన్ వేసుకో.
శేషంరాజు సెడ్, హియర్ ఇస్ ది చైర్మన్ ఆఫ్ ద కార్పొరేషన్, బిగ్ మ్యాన్, డోంట్ షో ఎనీ డిస్రెస్పెక్ట్ టువర్డ్స్ హిమ్, యాక్సెప్ట్ ఇట్, హీ సెడ్.
నేను అది వేసుకుని స్కూల్ పోతున్నాను.
విత్ ద కాలర్ స్వామి వాజ్ మూవింగ్ టు స్కూల్.
హంపి నుండి వచ్చి స్కూల్ కి అడుగుచ్చు బాబా, కాలర్ పిన్ అక్కడ జారి కనపడలేదు.
రిటర్నింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ హంపి వేరింగ్ ద కాలర్ వైల్ బాబా
మార్పు కలిగెను నాడు,
దిస్ పిన్ డ్రాప్డ్ ఆన్ ఇట్స్ వే విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ సీన్.
ప్రపంచ సంబంధం పిన్ అయి తొలగే.
ద హోల్ వరల్డ్లీ ఫీలింగ్ ఇస్ డ్రాప్డ్ లైక్ ద పిన్.
ఈ ప్రాపంచ సంబంధం అంతా ఒక పిన్నుతో సమానం నాకు.
ద హోల్ వరల్డ్లీ ఫీలింగ్ ఇస్ లైక్ ఎ పిన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఆల్.
అది తొలగిపోయింది.
ఇట్ లాస్ట్, ఇట్ వానిష్డ్.
భక్తుల బాధలను ఒప్పించిన నిమిత్తమై నేను వెళ్ళాలి అన్నాను.
ఐ మస్ట్ గో టు గివ్ రిలీఫ్ టు మై డివోటీస్ హు ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ అంటీన్ సఫరింగ్.
యదా యదా హి ధర్మస్య గ్లానిర్భవతి భారత, అభ్యుక్తానమధర్మస్య తదాత్మానం సుజామ్య, పరిత్రాణాయ సాధూనాం వినాశాయ చ దుష్కృతాం, ధర్మ సంస్థాపనార్థాయ సంభవామి యుగే యుగే.
వాట్ ఇస్ ద ధర్మ దట్ ఎన్ అవతార్ కమ్స్ టైమ్ అండ్ అగైన్ టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్? వెన్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ వాస్ పోస్డ్ టు స్వామి, he replied that the Sai avatar has come to establish prema dharma, that is to light the lamp of love in the hearts of his devotees.
Just as the cow produces milk primarily for the calf, incidentally the entire humanity drinks that milk and gains nourishment from it. In the same way, an avatar too primarily comes for his devotees to fill their lives with bliss, joy and fulfillment. Dharma samsthapana, establishment of dharma, dushta shikshana and shishta rakshana, punishment of the wicked and the protection of the noble, Bhagwan says, happens incidentally.
The physical form of an avatar, the physical frame of an avatar is the concretization of the yearning and pining of thousands of devotees over their lifetimes. For the Sai avatar, the primordial instrument whose yearning and pining brought the advent of the avatar was the great sage Bharatvaja.
As we now discuss the purpose and the genesis of the avatar, we very beautifully lilt into the avatar parvam of our beloved Bhagwan. In the year 1963, 6th of July, Guru Purnima Day, the day when Bhagwan miraculously cured his own physical form of the paralytic attack that his body suffered from for 8 long days. In his divine discourse, Bhagwan revealed for the first time the true nature of the Sai avatars. The great sage Bharadwaja was to perform in the Treta Yuga a yajna for the welfare of humanity. He wanted Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati herself to preside over the yajna. So he went all the way to Kailasha to invite them. And there he saw a beautiful spectacle. The Lord and Mother engaged in the celestial dance, Tandavam.
And who better to describe this divine dance then our beloved Bhagwan himself? Let us listen to a composition of our beloved Swami about describing the Tandavam, the divine dance, the celestial dance.
ಕೇಳಿ ಸಲ್ಪೇ
Parameshwara and Parashakti not only blessed the sage's yajnam, but they were so pleased with the devotion of sage Bharadwaja that they conferred on him an extraordinary boon. Lord Shiva himself declared that he would come in Kali Yuga as Shirdi Sai. Shiva and Shakti would embody in the most beautiful form as Sri Satya Sai, and Mother Shakti would take birth as Premasai.
Let us fast forward from the Treta Yuga and come down to 1926. Tucked in the middle of nowhere, this little hamlet of Puttaparthi. The Ratnakaram family, along with the villagers and the angels and the gods in heavens, celebrated and heralded the birth of Satyanarayana Raju.
Even as Mother Ishwaramba was rocking the cradle of her little Satyanarayana, little did she know that he is actually Satya Shyai, the one who reclines on truth itself.
When the doting mother's gaze fell on her little Satya, when she saw his dark complexion and his playful manner, she wondered if Gopala from Vrindavan had been born again as her little Satya.
When Mother Ishwaramma would see little Satya in deep sleep, she would wonder, is this verily Parameshwara himself who is immersed in his true self?
The Divine Mother was singing a lilting lullaby as she thought to herself,
Gopaluduga, Nivu Paramashivudiva. As we sing this song, let us all transit from the Avatara Parvam to the most nectarine Leela Parvam of the Lord. Gopaluduga, Paramashivudiva.
The Sai Bhagavatam is an endless ocean of anecdotes and experiences in the purest form of love that only exists between the Lord, our Sai, and all of his devotees. Even as a tiny toddler taking his first faltering steps, baby Satya used to cutely waddle towards the visitors who came home. And to the amazement of one and all, he used to sprinkle chocolates and candies into the hands of the people who used to come home to give him sweets. Swami only knew how to give. Sai only knows how to love, always spreading joy and bliss to one and all. But who is Sai really? Once, as young Satya and his friends were going on a pradakshina around the Hanuman temple here at Puttaparthi, young Satya stood transfixed, unable to move. And when his friends asked him as to what the matter was, young Satya replied, "Look, Hanuman has come. He has caught hold of my feet. And Anjaneya is saying that he should be the one to perform the circumambulation to me and not I unto him. Sri Rama of the Treta Yuga is verily one and the same as our Sai Rama, walking and talking amidst all of us, loving us every single moment of our lives."
Did not Mother Ganga, with her waves fuming and frothing and rising to the sky, come rushing all the way from the lofty peaks of the Himalayas to Prashantinilayam in search of her Gangadhara? It was only after obtaining the divine touch of Swami that the frighteningly turbulent waters receded in their fury and slowly left the land, offering a beautiful garland of celestial flowers at his lotus feet. Isn't our beloved Swami verily the Mahadev himself?
Sai is Rama. Sai is Shiva. And just like the small Krishna, the youth and childhood of our beloved Bhagwan were filled with innumerous sweet pranks and miracles that regaled the hearts of one and all. I would like to recollect one such sweet incident. Late one night, Swami woke up Mother Radhamma of the Kuppam family. And Swami asked her, "Radhamma, naku aakalistundi, dosal ches pettava? Radhamma, I am hungry. Can you please make some dosas for me?" How can one ever refuse the request from the Lord himself? And Radhamma immediately rushed into the kitchen. And before she even started preparing the dosas, Swami said, "Radhamma, wait. Be careful. While preparing the dosas, make sure that the sizzling sound of the frying does not come, lest it should wake up someone." Radhamma laughed. What an impossible request. And she challenged Swami. She said, "Swami, you take care of the sound if you can. My job is to only make the dosas for you." And so saying, she put the batter on the hot frying pan, and lo and behold, there was no noise whatsoever. Science becomes silly in front of our Sai.
Truly, brother, who can fathom the glory of the Lord? Is it possible to comprehend his leelas? Swami, in a song composed by himself, declares, "Teliyagatarama narulu kanugonavashama paramatapo nidhulakaina brahma kulaina." Can humans, sages, or even Brahma ever know and assess the Lord? But Swami, ever compassionate that he is, has come to our rescue even for this impossible task. On one of those good old days, Swami was sitting in the old bhajan mandir and stringing flowers into garlands. At that time, suddenly Swami called Vijayamma, the author of Anyada Sharanam Nasti, who was then a little girl. Swami called her and asked her to come to him with a piece of paper and a pen. And then Swami very lovingly dictated a beautiful song to her. In the song, Swami beautifully describes his divinity and reveals to us that how fortunate we are. In fact, in the Phalashruti, Swami writes that whoever sings this song or even listens to it in all earnestness and devotion would be blessed with a vision, with the darshan of the Lord in the form of Divya Jyoti or the divine light. Dear brothers and sisters, let us get together, open our hearts and listen to that very celestial song.
Chuta murare sudatula jai babalu, chuta murare sudatula jai babalu, nilvanki todagunata niligi
వాస ప్రత్యక్షము పటుకురే గుట చూపునడ శృంగి బాసుడ చిన్ని సాయిషుడ హస్తలఘవముడ పటుకురని చునడ శివరామ కృష్ణుడ చిన్నులన్ ని పరుగులట ధనశక్తియలట నరుల పాతలే నాలుగు నాణ్యమైన గోలు సుగడ
సుగామురారే సుదతులార సారి బాబరు కలియుగమున పుట్టిన కలికాల దేవుడట కలుషములను బాబునట కరుణాజము దృఢట భక్తులే చట పిలిచినను పరిపోవుచుందునట గోవు వెంట గుడవోలే గుముకుళ్ళునట కన్నులందున ఎప్పుడు చారుణ్యపు చూపులట బుద్ధులు కూచుతులట ముచదైన మాటలట వారి మహిమ తెలియలేక మాయవలలో నచికి మందభాగ్యుల
తను తలచినంటనే విభూతి తగులునట తక్షణమున దాని తీసి తల్లదిల్లది వారి కోతగు ఎన్ని పనులు ఉంది నన్ను దండిగా శ్రీసాయి నాకు రెల్లలకు పట్టు విడుగ సాగిపోదము రండి మీరు రండి రండి మీరు రమ్యమైన పతిపురికే శృంగారించినది సాయి చుక్కులార చూడబోదము తెలివిలేని ముద్దులార కొందరు మంద భాగ్యులను కొందరు మటిలేని మోడ జనులు మరుగునందు తలచుచందు ఇది అని వదలి మీరు ఇష్టముతో భజన చలిపి కలిగినట్టి తులసిహార ఒకటు చూడగా కుషితోడ సాయీశుడు ఏడుకు భక్తులతో కూడి కోరే మీర చెప్పే పాట కొనియాడుచు గొరవి చూచామురారేకులార సాయి బాబలు
had been made. The mission had begun. The universal teacher had discarded his garb of a school student. He threw his books to start imparting the highest of wisdom. He had left his home to enter the homes of thousands more. When on that momentous day he declared that time had come, he said, "I am no more yours. I have a task that I must begin. My devotees are waiting for me." All those around at that time must have wondered, if not to us, whom does he belong to? what task awaits him and who are these devotees he is referring to. Swami answered each of these questions and much more in the epochal letter that he wrote to his brother in 1947.
Yes, that happened on 25th May 1947. And even though Bhagwan wrote that letter to his older brother, Sri Seshma Raju Garu, it was indeed addressed to you, me, to all of us, to entire humanity, because Bhagwan began with these words. He said, "It is for all those who are devoted to me." That is how he began the letter. And in that 1,000-worded letter, what stand out are 6 declarations of Bhagwan, 6 Mahavakyas, if we were to call them, which very clearly laid down the mission, the avataric mission of the Sri Satya Sai avatar.
To give ananda and protection to entire humanity is my resolve. To catch and rescue those that stray from the straight path is my vow. To remove the acute suffering of poor and needy and to alleviate poverty of all kinds is my love. To rescue all those who worship and adore me with uncompromising discipline is my proud achievement. To treat good and bad equal-mindedly is devotion for me. I will never, never forsake those who take refuge in me.
So those are the 6 declarations, and if you ponder on them, let's take the first one. Swami makes it very clear what is his task, what is his mission. He says to protect and fill all with ananda, with bliss. That is his mission. And then he goes on to say, I have a vow. To achieve this mission, I have taken a vow. And what is that vow? The vow is to catch and rescue those who stray away from the path of dharma. So this is the second declaration. And in the third declaration, Swami says, even as I am engaged in my mission, even as I am engaged in all this vow, but there is one thing that I love the most. And what is that? He says, what I really like the most is to alleviate the suffering of the poor and needy and remove paucity and poverty of all kinds. This is the third statement. And then comes the fourth statement where Swami says, what is the achievement that he treasures, that he cherishes? And that is to rescue those who worship him, who adore him. And then it moves down to the fifth declaration where Swami says, yes, I rescue those who call out to me, but do not be under the impression that just because I reached out to you, just because your prayer was answered, you are my devotee. No, I have my definition of who is the devotee. And who is the devotee? Only that person is the devotee who can treat joy and sorrow, trauma or triumph, gain or pain with equal-mindedness. Only that person is my devotee. This is the fifth declaration. And then comes the sixth, where Bhagwan says, yes, such people, such devotees who attach themselves to me no matter what, I attach myself to them. I am always there with them. I never forsake them. I never give up on them. So these are the 6 Mahavakyas of the avataric mission. And if you ponder on these declarations again and again, so many beautiful insights would emerge, because these are like the statements of the Bhagavad Gita. Isn't it, brother?
Yes, indeed. But these were not merely declarations that conveyed to us what to expect from this avatar. It also spelt out what he expects from each of us. He said his resolve is to give happiness to all. So, if we claim to belong to him, we too must give ananda to all around us. He proclaimed that transformation was his task. If we wish to be his instrument, our first task is self-transformation. If we wish to share and celebrate his love, upliftment of poor and needy is the only means. Swami said he expects a true devotee to consider good and bad as equals, which also means that we should always remember that for Swami there is no good, no bad, no right, no wrong. In his eyes, we all are forever equals.
So you see, all the questions that were raised in 1940 when Bhagwan said, I don't belong to you, I am not Satyanarayan Raju, and the questions came, who is he? What is his work? Who are his devotees? All these questions were so beautifully answered 7 years down the line in 1947. And then, if you look at this letter is not only historic, but it is also prophetic, because in this, Bhagwan very clearly laid down what is the purpose of his advent. He also gave us a preview of the time to come, of the unfoldment of all these divine declarations. And all of us have been a witness to the amazing unfoldment of these declarations of Bhagwan, of these mammoth missions for societal upliftment, and also amazing instances of grace at the individual level and at the universal level. Everything is a fulfillment of those beautiful declarations of Bhagwan. And this letter, this revelatory letter of 1947, marked the change of gear in Bhagwan's avataric mission from the Leela mode to the mission and message mode. Even as India was on the verge of gaining independence, Bhagwan was shifting, so to say, from the Leela Parva to the Upadesha Parva. And thus, the Satya Sai avatar, the divine juggernaut of the Satya Sai mission, rolled on.
Paritranay sadhuna vinashaya chadushkrita dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge sambhavami yuge yuge sambhavami yuge yuge. भारत की गौरव गाथा तुम्हें सुनाते हैं श्री सत्य साई अवतार की हम महिमा गाते हैं हम भारत की गौरव गाथा
Bye.
गए साई राह चले सबने हिंदू मुस्लिम सिख ईसाई राह चले
After singing the glory of this great nation, our Bharat, let us now go on to the message of our Lord, the Bharat Bhagya Vidhata. I am tempted here to quote the words of Professor Kasturi, Bhagwan's translator, the inimitable style that he had, and he described in his own way the discourses of Bhagwan, and I quote, "Have you heard our Baba speak? He is the rain cloud, bringing life to the parched ones here below. He talks. He talks to you, and every single you that has gathered here, to every single Arjuna with heavy heart and empty hand, afraid to fight the battle onto life in this life. Prema Sarupa Lara, his call is clarion clear. Oh, it's thrilling, it's spilling rapture in the soul. Flowing like the Ganga, freeing the bound, yielding rich reaping, rejoice this treasure that we have found. Every word, a mantra. Every phrase, a sutra. A Gayatri, a sentence. Upanishad, a speech. For he is no well or tank or river. He is the ocean of wisdom divine. Ah, what a grace, what luck of yours and mine." Unquote. Such is the power, such is the shower, and such is the experience of listening to Bhagwan's divine discourses. Any amount of time that I may spend, any number of words that I may use will be aptly insufficient to explain the glory of the torrential stream that flows down from the heavens like the Akasha Ganga. Do you know when Bhagwan gave his first divine discourse?
at the age of 21. In the year 1947, the Independence Day of this country, the Bharat Varsha also, may be heralding a new era of the independence of thought, free from every kind of notion, an emotion that brings us down and keeps us away from our divine nature. For the next 55 years, Bhagwan gave more than 3,000 discourses, covering every aspect of life, every problem of life. Every scripture was unraveled, every mystery was unveiled in these 3,000 discourses that Bhagwan gave as a gift to you, me and everybody present here, nay the entire world. Though the message was as ancient as the beginning of time, but the message packed in a way to make it most relevant to everyone present here, to every human being, to the entire humanity. The two important aspects that I would like to first highlight about Bhagwan's Upadesha. First is that since beginning of time, no individual, be it an avatar, be it a prophet, be it a saint or a sage or a seer or a yogi, has ever given the entire quintessence of the spiritual teachings in just five single words that he gave us. Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, and Ahimsa. And Bhagwan said that these five teachings are not just to take you from the level of an animal to man, but also to take you to heights of spirituality, to the heights of divinity, your essential nature, from where you can proclaim, Aham Brahmasmi Tattvamasi Shivoham. I am that. That I am. I am the essence. He wants us to reach that particular level. The second aspect of his Bhagwan's discourses, as you would all agree, are his padyams, the beautiful verses that Swami would mellifluously sing before his discourses. And Bhagwan said, these verses are not just the plate on which I lay for you the divine food, but also they are the appetizers before the divine meal is served to you. Let us hear the essence of these five values that Bhagwan has given us in his own voice in the form of a padyam.
Satya dharma prema shantulekunna satya dharma prema shantulekunna చదువులనియు నేర్చి విలువ సున్నా సత్యధర్మ ప్రేమ శాంతులు లేకున్నా విద్యలనియు నేర్చి విలువ సున్నా సత్యధర్మ ప్రేమ శాంతులు లేకున్నా దాన ధర్మాలు సత్యగత సున్నా సత్యధర్మ ప్రేమ శాంతులు లేకున్నా పదవులన్నీ చేసి ఫలము సున్నా సత్యధర్మ ప్రేమ శాంతులు లేకున్నా బహుళ సత్కార్య లాభంబు సున్న ఈ సనాతన ధర్మ హర్యంబు నిలువాం గుణములు ఇవి నాలుగు పునాది గోడలప్ప గుణములివి నాలుగు పునాది గోడలప్ప ఇంతకన్నను వేరెది ఎరుగపరదు ఇంతకన్నను వేరెది ఎరుగపరదు సాధు సద్గుణ గణ్యుల సభ్యులరా సాధు సద్గుణ గణ్యుల సభ్యులరా
righteousness, peace and love
all the forms of knowledge that we acquire are useless. One may take to sacred activity and good deeds, but bereft of truth, righteousness, peace and love, they would all be in vain. Acts of charity and kindness will have no place and no value at all if there is no peace, righteousness and love. One may occupy exalted position, one may be in very high positions, what far are they without truth, righteousness, peace and love? All actions of goodness, all good deeds that you do, what for are they without truth, righteousness, peace and love?
Was it not the real essence of spirituality given by Bhagwan in such simple words? But just imagine that you are standing here and you have to give a discourse to lakhs of people sitting in front of you. On one side you may have a small primary school first standard child, as we can see here. On the other side we may have the greatest of the intellectuals and scholars sitting on the other side. And between these two extremes we have all segments of society. There may be bhaktas, there may be arthas, artharthis, there may be gyanis, there may be those following the path of karma, those on the path of devotion, those following the path of karma or the eightfold path, the Ashtanga Marga. How would you be able to connect and address all these people together in one gathering? And mind you, this was the audience for Bhagwan's every discourse that he gave from this portal. It is the nature of a master to simplify the greatest of truths into the most simple of forms, while it's man nature to complicate even the simple facts. Bhagwan's analogies, his metaphors, like he would say, how would you know the omniscience of God? Just like butter is there in every drop of the milk, you only have to churn it and bring it out. Similarly, God is present everywhere in your own hearts. You have to do the churning of the sadhana within to bring out inside from you. And to top it all were Bhagwan's Chinnakathas. The moment he would take a break from his discourse and say, Oka Chinnakatha, or Oka Noka Samyamlo, every back would straighten, every eyes will tinkle with expectation, and everybody will be ready to receive the nectarine great teachings from the Himalayan heights brought forth and given to you like little balls of butter in your own hands. Let us listen to one Chinnakatha of Bhagwan where it describes to us the purpose of life and the source and goal of each human life.
This is the purpose of life.
This is the purpose of life, to go back to the place of origin.
ఒక కుమ్మరి ఒక చెరువుకు వెళ్ళాడు, ఒక బండిలో మట్టిని తీసుకొని వచ్చాడు, తన ఇంటి ముందు పోస్తున్నాడు.
A potter went to a lake, collected all the mud and kept it in front of his house.
కానీ ఆ చెరువులో పోయి త్రొగినప్పుడు ఆ చెరువులో గుంత ఏర్పడిపోయింది.
As he collected the mud, there is a big pit there.
తన ఇంటి ముందు పోసుకున్నప్పుడు గుట్టగా రూపొందింది.
The very same mud in front of his house shaped into
big. గుట్ట మట్టి గుంత మట్టి గుంత మట్టి గుట్ట మట్టి.
Therefore the heap of mud in front of his house is that out of the pit over there.
గుంత దిగాలి గుట్ట ఎక్కాలి.
You have to get into that pit and you have to climb up this mound of.
దిన దినము పార్ట్స్ ప్లేట్స్ అంతా చేస్తూ చేస్తున్నా కదా ఈ గుట్ట కూడా తరిగిపోతూ వచ్చింది.
As pots and plates are made out of this mud, and
kine matyalokam visanti madhyalo vachi padipoyinatundi ee matti enta gunalu kine punye matyalo chinichipoyindi gutta.
The mud that is collected over there is exhausted as pots and plates are made.
Pots and plates chesi tirigi darini samskarimpa chesadu.
The pots and plates must be refined, must be
polished. Pachi patralo needu poste pagilipothundi kunda.
On the other hand, if you pour water straight away, it will break. It must be refined, it must be burnt in fire. As it is burnt in fire, water would remain there.
Sara, పూర్వం పచ్చిగా ఉండినప్పుడు పోసిన నీరంతా కిందకి పోతున్నాయి.
When it was not processed, the water would drain out.
పాట్ కూడాను విరిగిపోతుండాలి.
Even the pot also breaks.
సంస్కరింపబడిన తర్వాత ఆ పాట్లో నీళ్లు నిలిచిపోతున్నాయి.
After it is processed and burned,
దానిని అనేక రకాలుగా మనం ఉపయోగించుకున్నాము.
You make use of it in the way you want.
కానీ బావి నుంచి నీరు తెస్తున్నప్పుడు చేయి జారింది, కింద పడిపోయింది.
But as you fetch water from the well, you drop it and it falls on the ground.
ఆ పడిపోతానే ఆ ముక్కలు మనం తీసుకుపోతామా? లేదు, అక్కడే వదిలిపెట్టుకోవాలి.
Do you collect those broken pieces? No, you
రోడ్డులో పడిపోయినటువంటి ముక్కల పైన లారీలు, బస్సులు, కార్లు, మనుషులు అన్ని విధాల తొక్కడం ఉంటుందా, తిరిగి కట్టగలిపితే అది మట్టిగా తయారైంది.
ఆన్ దిస్ బ్రోకెన్ పీసెస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పాట్ మెనీ ఆఫ్ ద కార్స్ అండ్ వ్యాన్స్ ఆల్సో పాస్
బై. ఈ మట్టి మట్టి నుంచినే వచ్చింది, మధ్యలో పాటు ప్లేట్ అనేటువంటి రూపాలు ధరించింది, కట్టగడప్పటికి వాటి రూపాన్ని కూడా మర్చిపోయింది, తిరిగి మట్టి లేక పోయి చేరిపోయింది.
ఒరిజినలీ ఇట్ ఈస్ మట్ అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టేకెన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ పాట్ అండ్ ఎ ప్లేట్ అండ్ దెన్ బికేమ్ మట్ అగైన్ ఫైనలీ.
కనుకనే తిరిగి పోవుట భక్తులు దీక్షణ. ఎక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చావయ్యా?
వేర్ ఫ్రమ్ హ్యావ్ యూ కమ్?
నేను ఎక్కడికి పోవాలి?
వేర్ షుడ్ ఐ
గో? ఎవరిని అడగనక్కర్లేదు.
యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ టు ఆస్క్.
ఎక్కడి నుంచి వచ్చావు అక్కడికి పో.
Go to that place where from you have come.
Yachata putte nachatiki ne
Whenever a master comes to the earth, his followers want to pass on his message in the form of a followership or a cult or a new religion. But from the very beginning, Bhagwan has said that he has not come to establish any new faith or religion. He's only come to pave the ancient highways of truth and love so that a Hindu can become a better Hindu, a Muslim, a better Muslim, a Christian, a better Christian. The ancient paths which have been diluted by misunderstanding leading to confusion and strife, he has come to pave them and make the royal roads to spirituality righteous and broad once again. But I believe, ending with the Upadesh Parva, I would say that the most potent and the most powerful message that Bhagwan has given us is by his life himself. His life is his greatest message. And that is what he wants us to do, to follow the message of his life so that we can ultimately realize our oneness with our master. I would now take the opportunity to transit this particular serial on from the Upadesha Parva to the Anugraha Parva so that we can aptly receive his grace and put into practice his divine teachings and find fulfillment in our lives and aim to become his perfect instruments. We now go on to the Anugraha Parva.
సాయి ఎంత మహిమ ఎంత మహిమ ఎంత మహిమయా నేనని సృష్టిని ఒక ముత్యమాల జీవులమే ముత్యములని ముత్యాలను కలిపి ఉంచు దారము నీవేనని నాడు బోధ చేసినాము శ్రీ భగవద్గీతలో నేడు నిరూపించినాము నీ విద్యాలయములలో బతుకు బాటతో బాటు భగవత్ పాటను కూడా విద్యార్థులకు చూపినాము తెలుసుకొనుట ఎవరి తరమయా సాయి ఎంత మహిమ సాయి ఎంత మహిమ సాయి ఎంత మహిమ ఎంత మహిమ ఎంత మహిమయా.
Sai Ram, there is one question which is always at the top of everybody's mind here. What is the best way and the most simplest way to win our Lord's heart? What is the secret of always being near and dear to Him?
Our beloved Lord is verily the embodiment of selfless love. In fact, Bhagwan has often emphasized on numerous occasions that actions born out of selfless love, prayers that we do unconditionally for others, instantly reaches me.
No wonder Mother Ishwaramma was the chosen mother, for she was the very epitome of selflessness, always praying for others' welfare. And it was in response to her prayer that today we have monumental temples of healing, which has become a source of succor for thousands of people around the world.
The sacred temples of higher learning, which have become the beacon of light to millions of youth across this nation.
And the uninterrupted flow of water, the elixir of life, which quenches the parched throat of millions, transforming this Rayalaseema into Ratnalaseema.
In fact, Mother Ishwaramma proudly declared that in this age of Kali, it is my good fortune to have a son like Satya who has fulfilled all my wishes. It was Mother Ishwaramma's Satya Sankalpa and our Bhagwan's Nitya Sankalpa which has resulted in the manifestation of these magnanimous and monumental projects.
Bhagwan Sankalpam is Vajra Sankalpam. Even the impossible becomes possible by his mere will. But what if common people like all of us wish to undertake service activities in our own capacity to win his grace? In light of all the challenges and uncertainties in today's world, can we also undertake such noble, selfless activities?
Yes, indeed it is possible. In fact, Swami emphatically assures us that anyone in this Punya Bhumi, in this Tyaga Bhumi, undertakes a noble activity with a pure intention will find that all the necessary resources will automatically flow towards the successful completion of the noble endeavor. The entire universe will respond to the call of that noble thought which is selfless. Not only that, The moment any noble thought arises, we should immediately act upon it. Whatever may be the constraints, the challenges, or the circumstances.
If we see all of Bhagwan's service projects, they have three unique features. First, the service that is rendered is of highest quality, given absolutely free of cost.
Here, I am reminded of an instance in Kodaikanal when this context of giving free education was mentioned. Swami spontaneously responded, "Anta manavalli, all are ours, then why should they be charged?
The second feature is that of love and care. In our hospitals, it is not just cure, but the special care which heals the patients. In our educational institutions, it is not just transfer of information to the head, but the transformation of heart of each and every individual, which is the prime focus. Hence, love and care are the language of interaction in these institutions.
And the third and the most important feature is spiritual purpose, which drives all these institutions. The ultimate goal of life, Bhagwan says, is self-realization. And Bhagwan explains, what is this self-realization? Realizing the fundamental oneness in all is the actual self-realization. Take the example of seva. When you see somebody suffering, you experience a pain in your heart. This is oneness. And when you go out and serve that person, and when you see that smile in his face, you feel a spring of joy in your heart. Introspect. This is the testimony of the same oneness which is all pervasive. Hence, all these institutions are fundamentally meant for the spiritual upliftment of all.
Chitrambulu Trailokya Pavitrambulu.
Most wonderful and mysterious, sanctifying even the three worlds.
Bhavatalala Vitrambulu Sanmitrambulu.
Most liberating and ennobling.
Munijanavana Charitrambulu.
Elevating even the sages and seers.
Satya Saishuni Charitrambulu.
Are the glorious tales of our Lord Satya Sai.
Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha.
The glory of the Lord is beyond the ken of human understanding and comprehension. It is said that even Goddess Saraswati herself were to use the entire sky as a paper,
all the trees as her pen,
and the entire ocean as the ink,
she will still fail to capture our Lord's glory.
O Lord, we pray to you that just as that little squirrel which tried to do its bit during the Ram Setu Nirman,
we too, your children, O Sai Rama, pray to you to bless us with the sacred opportunity of being a part of your divine mission.
And for eternity, be near and dear to you, O Lord.
Jai Sai Rama.
Thank you. నానక్ హో గురు నానక్ హో గోరాశ్రమ మహావీర యేసుక హో तुम हो विश्व शक्ति तुम हो सर्वधर्म प्रिय साई महेश परब्रह्म तुम हो परब्रह्म तुम हो राम कहो कृष्ण कहो ईश्वर अल्लाह साई कहो
साई हमारा हम साई के ऐसा प्रेम हमारा
मानस भजरे गुरु चरणम दुस्तर भम सागर तरणम मानस भजरे
सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शिवदनाशी करा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित Jagannatha, Nagendra.
श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।